At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Thank you for making the podcast a part of your day. My name is Minnesota Tim. I grew up in the great state of Minnesota, went out to Washington, D.C. for 3 years, but could not help. I had to come back. The great state of Minnesota. That is why I am Minnesota Tim. I'm excited to be here today. There's a lot of news in Minnesota Vikings world. Eric Kendricks was released on Monday morning. Tom Pelissero had the breaking news. Obviously, a huge move for the Minnesota Vikings. Kendricks has been around for 8 years, led the team in tackles a whole bunch of times, had lots of interceptions, had a defensive touchdown versus the Buffalo Bills last year. Great leader. You read from the media that he's a great, honest, kindness. You read from the media that he's a kind person, a great leader, good community guy, made it to a bunch of Pro Bowls, and eventually he will sound the Gjallarhorn at U.S. Bank Stadium, and he'll be most likely in the purple ring of honor or whatever it's called. But it was a move that had to be done. The Vikings save $9.5 million by cutting Eric Kendricks. Now he enters free agency so he can sign with whoever he wants. And it won't be the first veteran player on the Minnesota Vikings to get released. It was a move that needed to be done. Kendricks clearly lost a step. He could not stick with Saquon Barkley in the playoffs last year. They just torched him. Great tackler. Great instinctive player. But clearly lost a step. And it'll be interesting to see who gets cut next. Will Adam Thielen rework his contract or will he be gone? Will Dalvin Cook get traded or will he rework his contract or will he be gone? Will Dalvin Tomlinson be back for the Minnesota Vikings on defense? Will Patrick Peterson be back for the Minnesota Vikings on defense? There is a lot of question marks, and the Vikings releasing Eric Kendricks on Monday morning answers one of those questions. And Brian Asamoah, I think the Vikings drafted him last year, and this will be his second season. He'll most likely be the starter in place of Eric Kendricks, but great Viking. I'll always remember Anthony Barr and Eric Kendricks, the duo at linebacker. Those guys were great together, and we'll see where Eric Kendricks lands because he's clearly not the same player that he was when he entered the league, and Vikings made some good positive statements about him, and we'll see how this impacts the Minnesota Vikings because now they're opening up cap room. Does that mean they're opening up cap room for Kirk Cousins? Are they going to re-sign him to a long-term contract? They're obviously going to sign Justin Jefferson to a long-term contract, so they're clearing cap room. They're getting ready for those mega deals, and we'll see what the future looks like for the Minnesota Vikings. But let's get to our next subject, and it's the Minnesota Timberwolves. I have a clip to play from last Monday. It must have been last Monday, because it was after the Timberwolves lost to the Golden State Warriors. And I was fired up. The Golden State Warriors were without Curry, Wiggins, Draymond Green. The Timberwolves had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, and they choked it away. And that was after losing to the Hornets and the Washington Wizards. So that was three losses in a row for the Timberwolves. And this is what I had to say about the Timberwolves last week. The Timberwolves are ridiculous. This season, has been a waste. And I've hung on to the Timberwolves longer than anybody else. I've been a believer that they could sneak into the top six. But man, the losses that they've had recently have just pissed me off. This season might be in the bag for the Timberwolves, or I might be back on Wednesday or Thursday pulling back the curtain and say, you know what? It's our year. We can make the playoffs in the top six seeds. I could totally retract today's statements. That's what the Timberwolves have given us this year. So you can see that I had a lot of flip-flopping there. I was very heated. That was a vent from Minnesota Tim. I was PO'd, and I'm not going to deny that. But yet I still had the composure at the end of the podcast to say, hey, the Timberwolves have been doing this all season long. They've lost to teams they should have beaten and beaten teams they should have lost to. The Timberwolves, after their loss to the Golden State Warriors, beat the Lakers, beat the Clippers, and then beat the Sacramento Kings. All three games in California. All three games were close. Rudy Gobert was spectacular in all three. Mike Conley had a mega shot against the Los Angeles Lakers to clinch that game. And then he was amazing against the Sacramento Kings, had 24 points, had 4 3-pointers. And now the Minnesota Timberwolves, as it currently stands, are the sixth seed in the Western Conference. And this is why there are no must-win games in January or February. The season is 82 frickin' games long. Do you comprehend just how long of a season that is? So many teams go on losing streaks. So many teams go on winning streaks. You see the Boston Celtics go on winning streaks. And then you'll see them lose to the New York Knicks in double overtime. You'll see them blow a 28-point lead. Who is that to? The Celtics blew a 28-point lead to the Brooklyn Nets. They outscored by 38 points after the second quarter. They're a really good team. You see this in the NBA. It is impossible to have ultra focus for 82 games throughout four quarters. Now, the problem with the Timberwolves is that there was a clear lack of energy. Now, you will see that in every NBA game from every NBA team throughout the regular season. There's just no way to sustain 100% of your energy throughout 100% of 82 games. That's impossible. But why I was so frustrated is that you see teams play with 50% of their energy and then slowly increase that throughout the game. The Timberwolves were playing with like 10% of their energy. They're throwing lousy turnovers and playing ridiculous. And now they won three games that they arguably shouldn't have won. Versus the Clippers and the Kings for sure, but the Lakers, the Timberwolves were only favored by 1.5 in that game. Anthony Davis went off in that game. And now you're starting to see the benefit of trading for Mike Conley Jr. because he is the leader, along with Kyle Anderson and Rudy Gobert, on this Minnesota Timberwolves team, at least vocally, at least from an experienced standpoint. Anthony Edwards is the best player, but I don't think he's the leader yet of the Minnesota Timberwolves. He is still following Anderson and Conley and Gobert. He is still understanding the game, and he still makes so many young player mistakes, which is okay because he's only 21 years old. But that's why he is not yet the leader of the franchise. There's a difference between being the leader of the franchise and being the best player of the franchise. When Kevin Garnett, his first time around, he was the leader and the best player. When he came back the second time, he was the leader, but he was nowhere near the best player. Carl Anthony Towns, when he was a rookie, was the best player on that Minnesota Timberwolves basketball team. But Kevin Garnett was the leader of that team. Edwards will eventually become the leader, but right now he's the best player. And we are seeing the benefits of the D'Angelo Russell trade for Mike Conley Jr. because Rudy Gobert's been sensational for the Minnesota Timberwolves as of late. Versus Anthony Davis, he was amazing. Against Sabonis, he was great. And against the Los Angeles Clippers, he was solid too. Recently, I have not seen a whole lot of Walker Kessler tweets from Minnesota Timberwolves reporters and fans. And why is that? It's because Rudy Gobert's been spectacular in these last few games. Against the Kings, he was 5-for-9, 13 points, 14 rebounds. Against the Lakers, he had 22 points, 14 rebounds, 2 blocks. Against the Clippers, he had 16 points, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks. So he was okay in the Clippers game. He was solid. But he was great against the Lakers and against the Kings, offensively and defensively. I cannot figure out this Timberwolves team. Actually, I can. They lose games they shouldn't lose, and they beat teams they shouldn't beat based on record. But recently, you've seen an uptick in defensive intensity. So what happens on the Minnesota Timberwolves is Anthony Edwards and Jaden McDaniels take the two best players. Jaden McDaniels takes the best player. Anthony Edwards takes the second best player, at least in terms of wings on the opposing team. And then what happens is Mike Conley, he's been guarding the guy that's trying to get open for a three-pointer. He guarded Malik Beasley on the Lakers. And then against the Sacramento Kings, he guarded Kevin Huerter. Both are three-point specialists. And when D'Angelo Russell was on the Minnesota Timberwolves, that's not Russell's strength. He is not a defensive player. He is a defensive liability. And that's why we've seen the defensive intensity pick up. Against the Clippers, the Timberwolves held them to 101 points. The Lakers, they held them to 102 points. The Kings scored 134. But throughout that game, you still saw a defensive intensity that you didn't see with D'Angelo Russell in the lineup. And, I mean, let's give some kudos to this Alexander fella that the Timberwolves traded for. Jalen Noel's been injured for the last few games. But Alexander, they call him Naw, has been absolutely spectacular. Against the Kings, he had 16 points, 5 assists, 3 rebounds. And what's been great about his game is that he's shooting the ball well. That's clear. But also, he is another great defensive player for the Minnesota Timberwolves, which Jalen Noel is not. Alexander is kind of like Taurean Prince. They play defense and they can shoot the ball. They call them 3-and-D players. And Jalen Noel, well, he hasn't been shooting the ball well this year, and we all know he's a terrible defensive player. He's a black hole offensively, and he doesn't play defense. So, I mean, I'm not saying the Timberwolves are going to rattle off 10 in a row here. They play the 76ers Tuesday night, but this turnaround, and let's give some credit to Chris Finch, this turnaround has been immediate. Now, you wish they won some of the games that they should have won, and they would probably have the sixth seed locked by now, but they've got 17 games left or so in the regular season. And they're the sixth seed right now. The Dallas Mavericks don't have it rolling. The Clippers don't have it rolling. And the Timberwolves do. They turned it around. And this is what we've seen all season long. It's exciting. We'll see if they can hold off the Mavericks and Clippers because they're just a half a game behind the Timberwolves. Each game is important for the rest of the season. And I'm tuning into almost every single game. When I can, I'm tuning in. I love the Timberwolves. They're my squad. They got Philadelphia at home. They got Brooklyn at home. Okay, you split those games. You lose to Philadelphia, you beat Brooklyn. You got at Atlanta, at home versus Boston, at Chicago. You try to take two out of three out of those games. At Toronto, at New York, you try to split those. Versus home versus Atlanta, you try to take that one since you lost to them on the road. At Golden State, at Sacramento, at Phoenix. Boy, you try to at least win one. You hope for two out of three. And then you're home versus Los Angeles, home versus Portland. You try to take both of those with the hope that both of those teams are not really playing for something. And then you're at Brooklyn, at San Antonio, home versus New Orleans. So some tough games in the schedule, but some very winnable games down the stretch for the Minnesota Timberwolves. I am back on the bandwagon. I'm sorry, Timberwolves, for ever venting and releasing my frustration. Actually, I'm not sorry, because all that venting and frustration was fair. It was totally fair. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Have a great day. Have a great week. Jake and I will be back on Thursday morning. Thank you for making the podcast a part of your day. Rate and review if you would like. Thank you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.